At General Mills, our table is your table, and we believe racial equity, diversity, and inclusion are key ingredients for our success. Learn more about our work to inspire change at generalmills.com/racial equity.
Get fast, reliable internet for any budget. Now qualifying customers can get Xfinity internet free through the Affordable Connectivity Program. That's right, free high-speed internet from Xfinity. And Internet Essentials customers can get equipment included at no extra cost. Get started today.
We change our minds every day. About a million things a day. This is no different. You can't be afraid to be wrong. You can't be afraid to say, you know what? I'm just going to rethink this thing. People are not dying getting the vaccine. I better rethink this thing. I'm going to go call my doctor and have a discussion one more time. It is okay to change your mind.
You want a healthier lifestyle, but how do you get started? Then stick with it. By listening to the Fitness Revolution podcast with Shay Sandifer, of course. Your journey to greater well-being starts now.
Hello. It's August 1st, y'all. Welcome back. It's Coach Shay here with the Fitness Revolution, your wellness guru. And some exciting things are happening. So I don't know if I talked about this last time, but I am turning the big 4-5, right? And I don't like to whisper that because I am so happy of, you know, turning another age and growing another year and being alive. So I just want to let you guys know we are the countdown. So I started a countdown when it was 90 days from my birthday. So we're on like day, I want to say like 66, right? So with that being said, I want to make sure that my fitness, wellness, and nutrition is all intact as I head into this milestone birthday, right? I've always wanted to say, you are 45, and I'm able to say that very soon here. So we're about 66 days away, right, from this birthday milestone. So I was like, okay, it's August, it's summer, so much going on, everyone's out and about. What can I do to stay focused, but also to keep y'all focused too, right? So if you don't know this, I love burpees, right? What is a burpee? Some people know, some people don't. Some people, if you ever come to my classes, then you know I love to do burpees, right? They're a great warm-up. They're great for so many things. So first, I'm going to talk about burpees and the benefits, and then I'm going to show y'all for those that can watch this, right? So the burpee, right? First of all, it's a great name, right? B-U-R-P-E-E. Burpee, right? So there's so many things it can do, right? So outside of it burning fat, right? So it burns fat and then keeps that muscle, which is wonderful, right? But it creates a stronger heart and lungs and improves blood flow, right? We got to keep that blood flowing. Lower risk of heart disease and diabetes, which you guys know, that's a passion of mine. I'm a diabetes coach. I coach men and women that are pre-diabetic. So any type of movement that I can teach people that helps them with lowering their risk of diabetes and lowering that A1C is a win in my book. Doing burpees can lower blood pressure, right? We don't want that high blood pressure. So if you can get that movement with a burpee, then that's going to help you. It can help and improve your cholesterol levels, which is wonderful. We don't want the high cholesterol. And the biggest thing outside of the movement, which I learned and loved, that it helps with brain function, right? So it's telling your brain is telling you to get up and down, up and down, which is really, really hard to do right now, right? We've had a lot of ups and downs throughout the years. And so if you're not a fan, I think I can make you be a fan of burpee, right? When you see what it does, it's going to lean you out, but keep that good muscle mass, right? Which we want. You want to be lean, but have a little definition with you. And that's what I love about this, where you're doing a little cardio, but you're also getting this part. So here's a challenge. It's August 1st today, y'all, right? It's August 1st. So first day. We've got 31 days in August. You are going to do 2,000 burpees over 31 days. Now, before you have a panic attack and say, Coach Shay has lost all her God-given senses, I'm going to tell you this. It's doable. It's really doable. So think about this, okay? If you get up between 5 and 8 a.m. and you go to bed between 8 and 11, you've got how many hours on average? 12 hours. So what I'm asking you to do is to take those burpees, divide them up into 31 days, right? So you're averaging about 64 to 66 burpees a day, which you're still probably like, Shay, it's crazy, right? But no, just hold on. You're going to take that, divide it up per day, and you are going to set your alarm for either 6 hours in a row or every other hour. When that alarm rings, you are going to do 10 burpees, right? So if you're doing 10 burpees for 6 hours, right, throughout the day, it takes you the whole hour, it takes you the whole hours, but you're going to do that. That's your one time to do them in that hour. You'll have about 64 to 66 burpees, right? Give or take, add a couple in there on either end, in the middle, whatever you need to do throughout your day. But when you get done, our goal is by August 31st to have reached 2,000 burpees. Now, I did not make this up. I saw this online, and I'm always up for a challenge. I've done push-up challenges for organizations. I've done squat challenges. I've done all types. So I was like, you know what? Here's one. Let's do a burpee. And I did do a burpees challenge years ago, but not this many. 2,000. So once again, 2,000. We're going to do 2,000 burpees, and you can do it. Now, for those that don't know what a burpee is, I am going to show you a couple of things, all right? So I'm going to take this off and get up. So bear with me, y'all. Move this here. So I have a chair right here, okay? Just so you guys can see, there's a chair. My camera is kind of weird. So let's say that you're like, Shay, there's no way I can get all the way down. This is what I'm going to have you do. Actually, I'm going to pull it out some so you guys can see, okay? So let's say you're like, I cannot go all the way down. That's okay. You're going to reach up. I want you here. Walk it down. Bring it back up. Right? So that's an assistant with chair. Right? So once again, you're here. You're going to walk it down. Right? Now, you're like, I'm getting stronger. I can do this without the chair. Move the chair. I'm going to move this camera again. Okay? So bear with me, y'all. I got these hoops on too. Let me take this hoop up, okay? Now, this one, I'm gonna walk down. So you're here, I'm gonna walk down to here. Then I'm gonna walk it back up. Bend your knees a little bit, okay? So once again here, walk it down, and here. How's that, okay? Now, now if you're ready to advance, you're gonna add a little hop and put it down, right? So reach up, push the legs back, boom. In here, up. Now the final one is the military ones. Here, take this chest and take it all the way down to the ground. So I'm gonna do this one time, okay, y'all? So up, down, push up, ta-da. So, I gave you four different options for burpees, right? The beginner, the next level, the middle, and then the wham bam, okay? So as you see, you're out of breath. So, but what are we doing? We're improving our health. We're improving our fitness. And overall, we're improving our wellness, right? So you've got fitness, you've got wellness, and you've got mobility, all right? We're moving, we're moving. And as always, we want to keep moving. It's okay to be out of breath. And while I'm a little out of breath, I just did 20 burpees right before I got on here. So, yeah, I'm a little crazy. But I have to get the 66 done, right? So that is our challenge. So for the month of August, I'll be checking in to see. We'll do some each week, probably a little bit of burpees online. So I hope you guys take heed to this challenge. I hope you love it. I hope you, if you would like, take before and after pictures and send them to me. And let's see how that body changes your mind, your body, and your soul. As always, I'm Coach Shay, your wellness guru, and this is Fitness Revolution with Shay. Thanks. See you soon.
Check back next week for more on living your healthier lifestyle and share previous episodes of Shay's podcast with your friends. Log on to ShalettaMakesMeLaugh.com.
At Hy-Vee, we take pride of being part of the communities we serve. In 2021, we donated more than 14 million meals, and this year, we're committed to doing even more. for over 90 years, we've been the place that people turn in time of need, and we take that very seriously. That's why we're loading our semis full of food this week and making deliveries across the Midwest to help families this Easter. To join our effort, simply donate when you're at the checkout. Together, we can make a big difference for those in need.
For millions of Americans, the pandemic impacted our financial situations, and a lot of people lost their jobs. But that should not mean you have to lose your house if you can't pay for your mortgage. Listen, no need to feel ashamed if you missed a payment or two or three, because there's a local organization that's willing to help you get caught up on those payments so you can keep your home. Let me tell you about the Minnesota Home Ownership Center. It's a nonprofit whose sole purpose is to prevent you from going into foreclosure. The Minnesota Home Ownership Center has a network of organizations around the state to review everything with you, explain your options, and then advocate for you to get the help you need. And get this, they won't charge you because it's all free. Check out hocmn.org or give them a call at 651-410-1086 to set up an appointment. You worked hard to get into that house. Let Minnesota Home Ownership Center help you stay in it.
Did you know that United Healthcare helps connect you to doctors and therapists with 24/7 access to virtual care?
So I could have therapy from my couch?
Yep.
Or a doctor appointment from my car?
If you wanted to.
Wait, you're right. I don't even like when people see me sing in the car. Couch appointment it is.
Virtual visits are just one of the ways United Healthcare helps connect you to better health. Learn more at uhc.com. Plan benefits may vary.
You started your business with big dreams and big ideas. But achieving your goals is a matter of doing the little things right. At Bremer Bank, we're ready to help you navigate all the details, questions, and challenges you encounter on your way to growth and success. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
It's never too late to set the stage for well-being. Here's your well-being tip of the day from YMCA of the North. Put mindfulness in your tool belt. Mindfulness is a method of paying attention and bringing awareness to whatever is happening at the moment. Be open to the idea of being present and honest with yourself. Observe what's happening rather than trying to control what's happening. We reduce our stress, anxiety, and negative emotions when observing rather than get overly flustered in our reactions. For more well-being tips, meditation, and yoga classes, visit us at ymcanorth.org/well-being.